Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes, and we're going to begin on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah. Siur Yusarif. So as we've learned earlier, Siur is dough in its very earliest stages of fermentation. It's not exactly Sa'ar. Sa'ar, as we know, is sourdough, which is a very high level of chametz, rather, because it can make other items chametz. Seer is something at its initial stages of fermentation, and in the Gemara and the Mishnah we'll discuss exactly what it means. Ha'oichloi, if somebody eats seer on Pesach, he's potter, because it's considered chametz naiksha, and chametz naiksha, we know there is no chiyuv karas for. The Mefarshim ask that if we're identifying that Seer is Chometz Noiksha, at the beginning of this parak we had a Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos about Chometz Noiksha, if there's an Issa Bayiroa Bayimotzei on Chometz Noiksha. Rashi said that there was. So according to Rashi, we could understand why the Mishnah says Yisarif, because it's Chometz Noiksha. But according to Tosfos, it says that Chometz Noiksha, there is no Bayiro Bayimotzei, so they ask, why is the Mishnah require Sreifa? So the Mefarshim answer, as we just said, since Seer is something which is at its early stages of fermentation, and it can become Chametz Gomer, therefore, even though right now it's only Chametz Gnoiksha, where according to Tosfos there is no Chi Bayiro Bayimotzei, since it could easily come to that, that's why Chazal said you have to burn it. Siduk, once it comes to the status of siduk, there it's yisarif, it has to be burnt. V'oichloi chayiv karis, and somebody who eats it is chayiv karis for eating chametz gomer. Says the Mishnah, ezu siur, what exactly is siur? Kechanei chagovim. If it has cracks that looks like the antenna on a grasshopper. Siduk is already shnis arvu sedokim zebezeh, that the cracks are so many that they interlace one with the other. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chum Amrim, Zevzeh Oichlik Chayav Karos. According to the Chum, who we'll see a moment in the Gemara, is Rameya, he holds that when it has any types of cracks, that's already Chametz Gomer. And somebody Chas V'Shalom eats it, there's a Chiv Karos. Eze Seer, so what is Seer, which is an earlier stage? Kol Shech Sifuponov. That it gets pale. Ka'odim Sh'am Mitzarais, like a person who here stands, that his gets pale. Tarnabonin. Ezu seer. What is seer? Kol shechsif uponov. It gets pale. The dough gets pale. K'odim sh'odim seroysov. Somebody's hair stands out of fright. Siduk. What's called siduk, which we said is already chametz gomer. K'chani agov, that it has any types of cracks. Divrei Reb Meir. V'chamayim. Ezu seer. Seer is k'chani agov, that it has cracks that look like the antenna of the grasshopper. Siddikishness arva sedokim zevzeh, that the cracks start connecting. Zevzeh oichle chayiv karis. Whoever eats it in this status is chayiv karis. So posh pshat, the Mara, when it's saying zevzeh oichle chayiv karis, is referring to seer and siddik. Ask the Gemara of Anantanan, we just learned in the Mishnah that if something is only the status of seer, it's yisar if it has to be burnt, but oich le potter. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So how come you're saying here oich le chayiv karis? Ema answers the Gemara Rameya. The Gemara is going according to Rameya. That means the last words of the Braisa are going back to Rameya. The Rameya said oich le chayiv karis. Whatever Rabbi Yehuda called seer and siduk, that means it has some cracks, or it has a lot of cracks, according to Rameya, both of those are considered chametz and chayiv karis. So as the tzlach, let's understand this braisa. The braisa begins with Rameya, telling us that seer is only when it's pale. Any cracks is chametz gomer. Then it goes on to tell us Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he's more makel, that even when it only has some cracks, it's still seer. And then the braisa jumps back and tells us the oich le chayiv karis is going according to Rameya. Why did the Braisa have to do that? We know that according to Rameya, anything with cracks is chametz gomer. Answers the tzlach, that since in the beginning of the Braisa, in this Braisa, not like in the Mishnah, who is Rameyer is called Rameyer, just as a Yochid, not the Chachamim. So since he's only called Rameyer, I might think that I'm not going to pass him that way, because we have Rabbi Yehuda identified as the Chachamim, and we'll pass him like the Chachamim, which represents the majority. That's why the Braisa repeats itself to review Rameyer's Shita, because that's the Shita that we hold like La Locha Lamaisa. Ask the Gemara, Omarava my Tamad Rameyer, what's the reasoning for Rameyer? That if it has only some cracks, even though they're not connected, that's already considered Chametz Gomer. And it says, Gemara, Ein lecha kol stak v'stak m'mala. If you see cracks on top, she'en lecham stak m'mata, there must be the many cracks on bottom that are touching, and that's why he considers it Chametz Gomer. Says the Mishnah, Abba osa shchalis b'Shabbos. Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. So, you can't do beer chametz on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Rameyah says you have to burn all the chametz before Shabbos. The chamer oimrim bezmanay. Chamer hold that you could burn it, you could dispose of it on Shabbos. So the simplest pshat that the Rishonim explain in this Mishnah is the Rameyah holds ein bir chametz al sreifa. The only way to dispose of chametz is through burning it. Shabbos you can't burn it, so you have to burn it from erev Shabbos. Chachamim hold you don't have to dispose of it through burning. Any means of disposal is acceptable, so you could dispose it on Shabbos. There are now another machlokes Rishonim. A coin to Ramei that says that you have to dispose of it before Shabbos. Are you allowed to leave over some chametz to eat on Shabbos? Most Rishonim say, yeah. Ramei is not saying don't leave yourself over chametz to eat on Shabbos. He says dispose of all the chametz by burning, besides the chametz that you need to eat on Shabbos. However, Rabbeinu Ephraim explains, the Ramei is saying, burn all chametz. What are you going to eat? You could eat matzah on the Shabbos, even though normally you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. When Erev Pesach is Shabbos, till Chatzos, Shabbos by day, according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, Ramei is going to hold, you could eat matzah. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik makes the following distinction. Truma m'lifnei Shabbos, Truma, if you have leftover chametz, which is truma, you have to dispose of it before Shabbos. Chulin can be disposed on Shabbos, bezmanon. Why? So again, Lezber Tzaddik holds that regular chametz can be disposed not through burning. So you can wait for Shabbos to dispose it. Truma, however, he holds, must be disposed through by burning. So since you can't burn it on Shabbos, you have to burn it on Erev Shabbos.
Does Chumim agree with that for truma?
No, the Chumim disagree. He says everything, even for truma. Tanya, Rabbi Lezbet Tzaddik Omer, Pamach Shabbos Ova B'Yavna. One time my father was spending Pesach in Yavna. V'chal Erev Arba Osa Lius B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach was in Shabbos. Uba Zunim Emunah Shor Rav Gamliel. Zunim, who was Rav Gamliel's assistant, came V'Megiyah Eitz Levar Chametz. He said the time to burn the Chametz came. V'Lachdi Ach Abba, and I followed my father. Obi Arnus HaChametz, and we destroyed and we burnt the Chametz. So, ask the Sfasemis, what's the Gemara telling us here? So the Sama says that the Gemara is bringing a proof that you burn the chametz on Shabbos. Why? Because the Gemara's terminology is higia eis levar. What's that mean? That the time for burning on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, is on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. This is the approach the way most Rishonim learned this Mishnah and Gemara. However, there's a very interesting approach from the Ragachover, which is really the approach that we follow. The Ragachover starts with two kashas on the approach that we just explained. One question he says is, he doesn't understand why, according to Rameyer, you have to dispose of all the chametz. Some chametz you can leave, some chametz you can't leave. Why aren't we concerned that you're going to have leftovers? And if we're not concerned you're going to have leftovers, what's this dichotomy? Furthermore, he quotes an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says like this, we earlier in the Masechta encountered a sheet of Rav Gamliel who said that when we burn chametz on Erev Pesach, so we have to burn it by a certain time. Rav Gamliel said regular chametz burn earlier, and truma, since you're not allowed to dispose of truma for no reason, you should burn later. Says the Yerushalmi, the Rav Elazar ben Tzaddik and Rav Gamliel are saying the same thing. Asks the Ragachover just the opposite. Rav Gamliel said that chametz truma is burnt later, and the way we learned Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik, chametz truma is burnt erev Pesach on Friday, and when it comes out on Shabbos, and Chulin is burnt on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik and Rabbi Gamliel saying just the opposite. Rabbi Gamliel gives Truma a later time, and Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik gives Truma an earlier time. So what's the Yerushalmi saying that they're saying the same thing? So therefore he explains the Mishnah, that the Mishnah here is speaking on Erev Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. What should you do on that Friday? So let's learn the Mishnah again. Remeh says you have to dispose of the chametz before Shabbos and just have left over what you need for Shabbos. When on Friday? Anytime. Come along the chachamim and they say bezmanoi. Even though it's Friday and it's not Erev Pesach, it's Erev Pesach, we should burn it on Erev Pesach the same time that we burn it every year. Why? Because, and that's the halacha. We know when Erev Pesach and Shabbos, we burn the chametz on Friday, the same time as we burn it, if that was really Erev Pesach, not to confuse with the other years when Erev Pesach will really be that day. Now Rabbi Lazar Tzaddik says like this, Truma, like Rabbi Gamliel said, that we want to avoid burning, so wait till the last minute before Shabbos. Chulin, where we don't have that concern, burn, like the Chachamim say, Bezmanoi, at the same time. Beautiful pshat, the beauty of the pshat is that that's the halacha l'maisa. The halacha l'maisa is that we burn the chametz on Erev Pesach the same time as we do every year, even though afterwards you could go eat chametz. But just the beer chametz should be done the same time. Says the Mishnah. Just to review, we know that chametz has to be disposed of through bedikas chametz, that means burning it, just looking for it and burning it, and bittel. Ha'hoylech lishchiras Pesach. Somebody Erev Pesach goes to shecht his carbon Pesach. Ulam les benoy, or to do mila for his son, or lechel sudas erison, or he got engaged and they're going to have a vart, a tanoim, the base chamav, by his in-laws. V'niska sheyesh lechametz b'teich Pesach. He's on the way and he realizes he has chametz. Says the Mishnah. Im yoch lachs levar, or lachs lemetzvosoy, if he could go back to his home, dispose of the chametz, that's the best. Yachs v'yivar, do that. Mimlav, if not, mevata b'liboy, it's enough just to do bittel. So let's review the Mishnah. The first shaila that the Magen Avraham, the Maram Chalava, everybody speak about is what's the story in the Mishnah. So they explain that we're discussing that's before Shor Shishis on Erev Pesach. Because once Shor Shishis comes, it can no longer do bittel. So there the Mishnah wouldn't give you an option, just do bittel. So it must be before Shor Shishis, and then the Mishnah says, since you're on the way to do a mitzvah, I allow you to just, if you can't go back and forth, just do bittel, and that'll be enough. The Evan Oizer disagrees. He says that our Mishnah is even speaking about after Shor Shishis. I by Yiro by Yimotze, you can't do bittel anymore. So he says that there's a Tosfos that we learned that says as soon as somebody has a mind that he doesn't want this chametz, even though he can't do bittel, there's no more problem by Yiro by Yimotze. The Tzlach says he doesn't understand Pshat and Devin Oizer, because even if he doesn't have a problem by Yiro by Yimotze, he owns chametz and he's going to shecht the Karim Pesach, and the loch is you're not allowed to shecht the Karim Pesach while you own chametz. So therefore he says, like the Magen Avraham and the Maram Chalava, that's talking before Shishis. Lomel es Benoi. So the question the Mefarshim ask is, why does the problem of getting rid of chametz take precedence over Mila? Mila is a mitzvah, getting Tashbisu is a mitzvah. Why is this mitzvah more than the other mitzvah? So some Mefarshim, the Dvar Avraham, explains that we're talking about that today is the eighth day. Today is the day you have to do Mila. You could do Mila any time during the day. But beer chametz, getting rid of chametz, has to be done before chatzos. So since this mitzvah has an expiration, has a chiyuv before the mila, that's why this goes first. But what's going to be if the mila is ready shloi bezmanoi? It's after the eighth day. So they explain that's still different. Getting rid of chametz, you have to dispose of the chametz by shor shishis of Erev Pesach. Mila, they say, is let's say somebody didn't do a mila when he was supposed to do. He does mila in his later in his life. Retroactively, he's considered a person that was gemalit. But chametz, if I get rid of chametz the second day of Pesach, that doesn't save me from the aveira that I did for the Erev Pesach and the first day of Pesach. So therefore, getting rid of the chametz takes precedence over the mila. Lechel sudas erison. So it's an interesting Yerushalmi. The Yishalmi says like this. Everybody understands that going to bring a Karan Pesach is a mitzvah. To going to do a meal is a mitzvah. And therefore there's a legitimate question, what goes first? Mila or getting rid of your chametz? Shechitas Pesach or disposing of your chametz? Lechel Sudas Erison, to go to Avart, that's a mitzvah. So the Yishalmi says, having a vart by your in-laws is lasus shalom, to get, have good family relations, and that too is a mitzvah, just like all other mitzvahs. But now, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah discuss, how could you make a vart a tanoim on Erev Pesach? You're not supposed to have a suda on Erev Yontif. So the Magen Avraham says that when it comes to getting engaged, there's always a concept of Shem Yekadmenu Acher, somebody else. That's why during the 9 days you're allowed to get engaged. And that's why even on Erev Pesach, you can make the vart Shem Yekad Men Acher. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. He says, if we're dealing with a Sudas Erison, which is in the morning you're allowed to have a Suda, because it's before Chatzos. If it's after Chatzos, you can't eat matzah and can't eat bread anyway. So the whole Suda will just be cake or other foods that you're allowed to eat after Chatzos. Now there's another question. The Mishnah says he remembers that he has chametz. Says machloikas meram chalav meiri. What is the situation? Does it have to be that he specifically remembers he has chametz at home? What's going to be if he has a suffix if he has chametz at home? He has a suffix. Doesn't know for sure. He's nervous. I maybe didn't get rid of all the chametz. What's going to be the halacha? The Meiri says the Mishnah is only speaking about a case where he knows for sure he has chametz. The Maram Chalava says that even if he has a suffix, the same din applies. Continues the Mishnah. From here we see that bittul belev is enough, you don't have to speak it out. But the Rishonim say that even though midaraisa, bittul belev is adequate, you should expressly articulate the bittul. However, I saw from Yitzchak Zilberstein that if you write the bittul, that's also good enough, because you're showing that you really mean it. But what about if you're going lahatzman anachrim to save people from goyim or menanor? There's a flood. Menalistim from terrorists. Menalika fire. Menapolis building fell down. There you've had to believe. There do bittul believe. And the way most mafarshim explain the Mishnah, don't go back, even though you think that going back will you'll have enough time. Don't take chances because you're dealing with atzolus nefashos. Ulish by shvisas arishus. But let's say, so Rashi explains Lisbeth HaRishvisus HaRishus this way. We know, we learned in Masechta Erevin that a person has a tchum on Yontif Shabbos, 2,000 amas outside the city. But if you want to extend it, you can have 4,000 amas. How could you extend it? Either by putting down an Erev Tchumim, or by actually being there. So this person is going there to be kind of shvisa, to make a place of residence, so he could be there for rishus. So there halacha is, since it's only dvar rishus, yachs miyani should go back immediately. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi. Tosfos says that you can't be kind of shvisa ledvar rishus. We learned the Gemara Masechta Erevin, the Eima Arvin el ledvar mitzvah. So how can you be making kind? How can you be kind of shvisa ledvar rishus? So therefore, Tosfos says, Lishba Shvisa Rishus doesn't mean that you're being kind of Shvisa. A person is just taking a walk to visit a friend. So the Mishnah says, if you're taking a walk to visit a friend, getting rid of the chametz is more important. Rashi, how will Rashi learn? So Mefarshim explained that when is the halacha, the Eima Avron El Advar Rishus? An Erev Tchumim. An Erev Tchumim can only be put down with Dvar Rishus. But here we're not talking about Erev Tchumim. Here we're talking about actually being there. Being there, being kind of shvisa by physically being there, you could do even for not dvar mitzvah, could even be for dvar rishus. There's a very interesting point Rashi makes. Rashi says, av likna shvisa mitzvah, but let's say you're going to be kind of shvisa for dvar mitzvah, you're going shielich macha chutz l'tchum, because you want to go chutz l'tchum l'beis ha'ovel l'beis ha'mishnah, that's like you're going to shecht, that's the dvar mitzvah. So Mefarshim asks, Ramei Bransdorf asks, what are you going chutz l'tchum tomorrow for? L'beis ha'ovel. What's tomorrow Pesach? There is no avelus on Pesach. There's no shiva on Pesach. So he says, and this is halach l'maisa, that although an ovel doesn't sit shiva on Pesach, but being menachem an ovel, if you see an ovel who lost a relative, on Yontif, on Shabbos, you could be menachem him. And that was what this person is doing. V'kein, the halacha is like this, continues the Mishnah. That if somebody has kachim that got disqualified, so he's supposed to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash compound, as we'll learn. Mish yatz Yerushalayim, somebody left Yerushalayim, v'niska sheyesh b'yadei basa kodesh, and he remembers that he has kachim that he didn't burn for makom kodesh. So Tosfos explains, we're not talking about kachim kachim. There's kachim kachim v'daraisa, you have to burn. So it makes no difference where you are, you have to go back. Tosfos explains that we're talking here about kachim kalim, that the need to burn them is only midrabanan. So im ovet soifim, if he plas soifim, sofim mkaimai. He burns them where it is, he doesn't have to come back to Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, soifim is the name of a place. Tosfos takes issue with Rashi, because he says if soifim is the name of a place, it's only the name of a place in one direction. But Yerushalayim has four directions. So how could soifim be in one place? What's the Mishnah going to do with the other three directions? So that's why Tzayfa means if it's a place from which you could still see Yerushalayim, then go back. If you can't see Yerushalayim, you don't have to go back. Other, how do the Rishonim explain Rashi? They say Tzayfim is a place that's a city, but it's a certain distance from Yerushalayim. Whatever it is, Tzayfim is from Yerushalayim, you measure the same distance in the other directions. Vimlav, If you don't go that far, chazer v'soifel if nebira, you burn it by the bira. Here too, Tosfos quotes the Gemara Masechta Zvachim what bira means. Some say bira means anywhere on the Beis HaMikdash compound, and others say there was a specific place called bira. Matzeh merocha, the halacha is that even though you're burning your kachim, you could use the kachim wood. Vat kamein chazerim, for how much do you have to go back? By the chametz, by the kachim? Remeya mezevezeb kabeya, Rabbi Yehuda mezevezeb kazayis. V'chamayim basa kodesh b'kazayis. By kachim you go back to kazayis. V'chametz kabeya. So Tosfos explains why. By chametz where you could do bittel, so you only have to go back for a beya. Kachim where there is no concept of bittel, you have to go back for kazayis. V'reminu asked the Gemara. It says in the Braisa, ha'hoylech lechol sudas erusim beis chamav. If somebody's going to eat this sudas eretzim by his in-laws, ulik b'shvishis harishus yachsim yoad, you have to go right back, not like our Mishnah says that if you want just do bittel. Answer the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan loikasha harab Yehuda harab Yosi. It's machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya sudas eretzim rishus to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a sudas eretzim is only rishus, so that's why he holds you can't go back. Rabbi Yosi oimer mitzvah, that's why you do go back. Says the Gemara, they used to have two engagement parties. The first engagement party is when they got engaged. The second engagement party was when the chassan brought the kala and her family gifts. And Rav Chizda said the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is by the second meal when the gifts are brought, which is called, as we'll see, the sudas hasavloinus. The first meal everybody agrees is a mitzvah. So our Mishnah could also be Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is referring to Suda Rishayna, which you don't have to go back, just do bittel. That the Brice is talking about the Suda Shniya, which isn't such a mitzvah, and go back. Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Anila Shemati El Sudas Erison. Only the first meal. Avlois of Loinus, for that you don't go back. Amal Rabbi Yosi, Anish Shemati, that Sudas Erison, both the first engagement party, the Savloinus, the second party, where the gifts are given, are both Sudas Mitzvah. Tanya of Shimon Oimer, Kal Sudas Einash Mitzvah, a Sudu Tzana Sudas Mitzvah, Ein Tamachachim Rishoyim Lehenes Memenu. Tamachachim can't participate. Says the Gemara Kagoy Mai, what's an example of a Sudas Einash Mitzvah? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Kagoy Bas Koin Yisrael, if Bas Koin marries a Yisrael, or Bas Talmud Chacham Lamaretz, or daughter of a Talmud Chacham marries an Amaretz. Dar Rav Yochanan, Bas Koin Yisrael, Ein Zvugan Oilin Yofa. A Bas Koin marries a regular Yisrael, there won't be mazel to that union. Maihi, Amar Rav Chizda, Oy Almana, Oy Grusha, either she'll become an Almana, or they'll get divorced, or Zera Ein Lo, they won't have children. And Rashi explains, the Pasuk really alludes to it. Because the Pasuk first says, Ubas Koyin, Kasi Ish Lizar. If a Bas Koyin marries somebody who's a stranger, and right afterwards it says, "Obas koin ki si almana grusha v'zera ein lo." B'mesnisa tana, oy kaiva, oy mivyos l'day anias. Either what do you call, she'll bury him, or they'll become poor. Ask the Gemara, ayin ivamar abriyokran, haroitzi yish aser yad b'gazara shel aron. If somebody wants to get wealthy, he should marry a daughter of a kohen. Kashkei shetayra v'kunim is asharatan. If they'll have tayra, which regarding tayra says aruch yam yamina b'smayla ois v'chavayt, and kohanim are rich, because we know k'taris masharis, the k'taris makes people wealthy, they'll have a very successful life. And says Gemara like kasha, haba tamut chacham, a tamut chacham may marry a bas kohen, and amaretz may not. But the Ben Ishchai says that this isn't that relevant b'zmanenu, because he says that b'zmanenu the kahanim were not for sure kahanim, and the maratzim are not such serious amaratzim. They don't have the hatred that amaratzim had to talmidei chacham that they had in those times. That's why nowadays we could be more makel. There's a tshuva in the Maram Shik where a bacher asked the Maram Shik that he was introduced to a girl who's a bas kohen, and he's scared to get married to her because of this gemara. So Maram Shik says that as long as you're a yeshiva bacher who's learning and you're trying to be Yerushimayim, you have nothing to worry about. The Klaus Megareba says in a tshuva that certainly when somebody's having difficulty getting married, or it's stam a time where it's the difficulties with shidduchim, he certainly, if somebody's mentioned the shidduch and it could go, he should marry the girl and not worry about these things nowadays. Says the Gemara, Rav Yeshua Nosef Kahanta. Rav Yeshua married a Kahanta, Cholish, and he got sick. Amlo nichle l'Aaron the Abik Bazari. Obviously, Aaron doesn't want me for a son-in-law. Davle chasna kano. He doesn't want a son-in-law like me. Rav Idi bar Oven, Nosef Kahanta. Rav Idi bar Oven married a Kahanis. Nofk bnei Trei bnei Smichi. He had two children who had Smicha. Rav Sheish b'rei Rav Idi, Rav Yeshua b'rei Rav Idi. So Farshim asked, how did he know that he had those children because he married a Kahanis? Maybe he would have had good children anyway. So they say that he was married previously and he didn't have such children who had Smicha. Now he married this Kahanis and he had these children. It must be because he married a Kahanis. They say, why two? One in his chus and one in her chus. Amra papi, Eloi nesevna kahemta, had I not married a Kahanis, like Esri, I would have become wealthy. Amra of Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Eloi nesevna kahemta, had I not married a Kahanis, like Eloi, I would not have gone to Golos. Taisha says in Amr Beis that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, even though his name was Rav Kahana. And he went into Golos from Bavel to Tisrael. Amalei Bavel, Makom Tayr Golos. He went to Tisrael, and he went to learn at Tisrael, so it's not that bad. So he answered, like Goloi Kidgali Inchi. I went to the Golos, but not the way people go. People should go, they should go on their own free will. I didn't go on my own free will. I went because I had to go. And the Mefarshim say from here, that from here you see that even if a person ends up in the yeshiva, he ended up in Eretz Yisrael, but if it's not where he wants to be, he can't have atzlach in learning. Somebody just goes to Suda that there's no Suda's mitzvah, the Saif Goyler. They eat sheep, arbek and calves. So how do we go to Suda's mitzvah? Suda's mitzvah is not a problem. That's why Suda's siyum is certainly a Suda's mitzvah. What about a chasana? You're not sure that the chasana is the couple of matches, as the Gemara is talking about. That's why the Mefarshim say we sing by chasnas shirois v'shishbachois l'Hashem, so it becomes a Suda's mitzvah. A bar mitzvah would be a Suda's mitzvah if you know for sure it's the day of his bar mitzvah. But let's say he became 13 years old, but we don't know if he has shtei sairis. And to be a godly, you have to also have shtei sairis. That's why the minig is that a bar mitzvah bachur says a dvar Torah. When he says a dvar Torah, it becomes a suddus mitzvah. Tan rabbanon, kol tam chacham hamabes tados b'kayf kol makayim. Tam chacham who eats in every place, soif makrav his beisoy. At the end, he will destroy his home. Alman is ishtoi, and his wife will be an almana. Yasim is goyzlov, and his children will be orphans. But Talmud mishtakach mimenu, and he'll forget his learning because he's going to be busy with trying to live up to the style of living, and he won't be able to keep up. The Maral says Soif Machav is Beisai means that everybody has a bias in the Olam HaEmes. Soif Machav is Beisai, he destroys the home that he has in the Olam HaEmes. Machloikus Rabbis Boislov, many machloikus come in him, Vidvar Veinim Mishmoim, his words aren't listened to, Umchal Shem Shemaim, Shem Rabbi, Shem Arbiv, he brings disgrace to Hashem, to his Rebbe, to his family, Vigarim Shem Ra, Loy, Lubonov, Lubnei Bonov, Atsaif Kaladaris, and to his family for many generations. Mahi, what does that mean? By Karle Bar Mechem Tanuri, since he needs money to keep up his bad habits, he just becomes a person that heats up the ovens, not a very honorable profession. Rav Abba Bar Makad Bekubi, the people who were shikurim would used to dance in the bars, so people should give them money they could buy drink. Rav Papa Bar Machlik Pinchi, he doesn't have money, so he doesn't have what to buy food with, so he just licks up the plates. Shmayam Bar Machrava, he just sleeps wherever he wants, he folds up his clothing and make him a pillow and lays down, which also not very honorable. And the Ben Ish Chai says that one of the ways people forget the learning is if they put their clothing under their heads when they sleep. Tan Rabbanan, La'olam Yimka Adam Kama Shiyesh Loi, a person should sell whatever he has for Yisa Bas Tam Chacham to marry Bas Tam Chacham. Shemes Ogoil, if he won't be home, Muftach Loi Shabanav Talmid Chachamim, because his wife comes from a good family and she'll raise the children properly. Va'yisa Bas Amoritz, he shouldn't marry Bas Amoritz. Shemes Ogoil, if he goes to Mes Ogoil, Bonavan will remain Amoritz. Says the Klaus Magareba. He says, look at the Lashon HaGemara. The Gemara says, "L'olam yimkar adam kama shiyesh loy v'yisa bas tamid chacham." On the man, it says about him; it doesn't talk about his family. By the girl, it speaks about her family. He says, "Why?" He says, "A man goes to yeshiva, and if he goes to yeshiva and he learns, then he could be a tamid chacham, no matter who his family is. A girl in those days didn't go to school, so what is a girl's chus? A girl's chus is, the Gemara says, because she supports her husband in learning, she sends her children to yeshiva. But here we have a single girl. She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't have children. So if she sees from her family that that's the way they live, so she'll live that way. But if not, there's a concern. Then I saw a vart from the Bava Rebbe, very nice vart. The last mission in Shas says, Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahanchil kol tzadik b'tzadik shai olamos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every tzadik 310 worlds. What's 310? So he explains that there are 613 mitzvahs midaraisa and 7 mitzvahs midrabbanan. 620. What's half of 620? 310. He says a person may make a calculation, you know, it's not worth getting married. Getting married, I have to share all my mitzvahs with my wife. So I would have like the 620, and now I'm going to lose half. Says the Gemara, "Olam yimka adu kama shiyesh lo yesh ishai." He should be ready to give up 310. He should be ready to give up the half of his mitzvahs just to get married. Why? Because the mitzvahs he does when he's married are different than the mitzvahs when he does single, when his wife is helping him, when he has a family. Tana Rabbanan, La'olam yinka adam kama shiyesh loy v'yisa bas tamid chacham, marry the daughter of tamid chacham, v'yisa bitl tamid chacham, he should take a tamid chacham for a son-in-law. Marshal inve'gefen, grapes, dovin dovin meskayim, something that's nice. V'la'yisa bas ha'ma'oritz, marshal inve'gefen b'me'snaf, you try to bring a vine with a bush, dovin korv, and a meskab, something not nice. What's pshat that a nice match is inve'gefen b'inve'gefen? So the Ben Ish Chai says like this, you know, in grapes, in wine, there are different types of grapes that make different tastes. Some are sweet, some are dry. So he says, a chos and a kala each come with their different talents and their different milas, their different good points. Inve'gefen b'inve'gefen, you combine all that is wonderful, you have something dov and norm is gabel. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, inve'gefen, he says, a grape, if you ever look at a grapevine, you always have to bring like a board or a stick to keep the grapes from hanging down. It says, inve'gefen, a couple needs support. If they have the support of their family, if a couple comes with a good family background, that's a dov and norm miskabel. And the Michas Yitzchak takes that one step further. He says, inve'gefen is like this. The gefen is the tree, is the vine. The in the anovim are the grapes. If you have a shidduch that has gefen, a nice family, and anovim, a nice chosim v'kabbalah, that you have all of these great things, that's a dov anovim v'skabbal. Continues the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan. La'olam yimka odom kol ma sheyeshloi. A person should sell whatever he has. V'yisa bas tamid chacham. He should marry a bas tamid chacham. Lo'y motzei bas tamid chacham. If you didn't find a bas tamid chacham, yisa bas gedol hador. Rashi says, what's gedol hador? And she ma'is v'tzedikim. People that do chesed. Lo'y motzei bas gedol hador. Yisa bas rosh knesses. The president of the shul, of the organization. Lo'y motzei bas rosh knesses. Yisa bas gabay tztoka. The daughter of a Rebbe in a yeshiva. Asked Taisus that from here it seems that Gabbai Tztaka comes before Melamdei Tanoikis. So he asked that the Gemara in Baba Basra says that the Pasuk says, V'maskilim yazhiru kezoya rikia elu Gabbai Tztaka. U'matzdike aram koichvi elu Melamdei Tanoikis. So it seems that Melamdei go before Gabbai Tztaka. So Taisus says that Zoya Rekia, the sign of the sky, is more than Zoya Kechavim. Why? So the Chasam Sofer explains very nicely. He says the sky, the light that the sky gives off is its own light. The light that stars give off, it's not its own light, it's just a reflection of the sun. A Gabbai Tztaka gives out his own time and his own effort to be a Gabbai. Melamed gets paid. So somebody who's a Gabbai Tztaka who gives volunteers of his own effort is greater than a Melamed. The Tzlach says a different shot. He says it could be a Melamed is more than a Gabbai Tztaka. But he says the nature of people is that before they pick somebody to be a Gabbai Tztaka, they check him out. For the Melamedim, they don't check out that much. So the Gabbai Tztaka is more than the Melamedim. V'loyisa bas ame'oritz, when they shein sheketz, they're disgusting. When the same sherets, their wives are like shrotzim because they're not careful of mitzvahs. But when the same oimer or shoychem kol behema, they're like a behema. So Rashi says she'ein lem lev lahavin. They don't understand the value of Torah. Says the Taz, a very important Taz la'alocha. He says, what is the problem with the bas amoritz? She'ein lem lev lahavin. They don't appreciate Torah. So he says, let's say you'll see a bas amoritz who does appreciate Torah. Then you're allowed to marry her. Because it's Lev Lahavid. Tanya. Rebbe Omer. Amoritz osu lechel basar. Amoritz may not eat animal meat. Shnema zois taras abheima v'oif. Kol oisik b'toira muta lechel basar abheima. Whoever learns Torah is allowed to eat animal and poultry. Kol she'ed oisik b'toira osu lechel basar abheima v'oif. Why? So Pashup Shad is, since there are so many dinim involved in Shechita, and Melicha, and Nikur, and Amoritz doesn't know it, so that's why he's not allowed to eat. Another Pshat I saw is that really a person, until Noach, we weren't allowed to eat meat. When Noach came out of the Teva, Hashem said we could eat meat. Who's allowed to eat meat? Somebody who's greater than an animal. But if somebody's not greater than an animal, he has no right to eat meat. Arab Lazar. Very difficult Gemara. You're allowed to kill an Amoritz on Yom Kippur, Shechali is Pishabas. So what's Pishat in the Gemara? So Ritva says that this Gemara should not be taken literally. The Gemara is saying to us that an Amoritz, you're allowed to embarrass him, that's the way Mashal explains, even on Yom Kippur, that's on Shabbos, which is a time that we all are supposed to be b'sholem, getting along with each other. And I'm already allowed to embarrass even Yom Kippur Shabbos just to stay away from him. Other Rishonim explain that's talking about the Amoritz is chasing after you to harm you or to harass you. That's how Taisus explains. That's why you're allowed to fight back. And the Sfasemis says like this. He says, normally just because somebody threatens you, so he threatens you, it doesn't mean anything. But if an Amoritz threatens you, you're allowed to take action because he's obviously or very likely going to carry out his threat. Amalai Tamid of Rabbi Amal Shachtai. Why do you say that you're allowed to kill him, stab him? Why don't you say you're allowed to shecht him, slaughter him, which would kill him quicker? Amalai Zet Tom Brocha Zayn Tom Brocha. When you kill an animal, You make a bracha, at least you're going to eat it. Here, there's no use for Amaretz. Arab Elazar, Amaretz, Osulus, Avis, Imay Bederuch. You're not allowed to accompany Amaretz on a road. Shnamiki hu chayech of Aruch Yamecha. Tyriz chayech of Aruch Yamecha. Achayev lechos. If he doesn't care about himself, Achay chaver lechoshkein. He's not going to care about you. So the way, when the first explain, just because he doesn't learn Torah, what does that mean? It means that if something chas v'shalom happens to you, he's not going to appreciate to save you because he doesn't have that appreciation. You're allowed to rip an amaretz like a fish. Even from its back. What's pshat kedag? So Chasam Sofer says dag. The word dag stands for dal geya. An amaretz is dal. He has nothing to show. And geya, he holds himself great. Such a person, mutar lekara, you're allowed to destroy. Again, we don't have amaretzim like this in our world. Tanya Amar Bikiva. Kshisi amaretz. When I was amaretz, amarati mi yitin li tam tchochem v'neshchena kachamar. Who will give me a tam tchochem that I can bite like a donkey? So Tosfos asks that even though Rabbi Kiva wasn't a Talmud Chacham, we know that he was an Ish Tzenua. He was a very well behaved person. So this is what he says about Talmud Chacham, that he wants to destroy them. So Tosfos answers what he couldn't understand, why, and he couldn't accept, is not Talmud Chacham. He couldn't accept Talmud Chacham who acts superior to everybody else. But I saw another word. He used to say, me eatingly, somebody else should give me. Why should somebody else give him? What about you yourself? He said like this, an Amaretz only wants to destroy an Talmud Chacham. He doesn't want to hurt an Amaretz. So when he saw somebody, he wasn't sure if he's Amaretz or Talmud Chacham. Meyitinli, somebody else should make sure that he's a Talmud Chacham, because I don't want to start up with Amaretz. I only want to start up with Talmud Chachamim. Amalei Talmidim, Rebbe Amaka Kelef. Why don't you say a dog? Amazen Noishach B'Shoiver, etc. This one bites. A donkey is worse, because it bites and also breaks the bones. It doesn't break the bones. Tanya, Hayir Mei Oimer, Kol Amesi Bita Lama Oretz. Somebody who marries off his daughter Tamar Oretz, Kil Kovso Manichz Lufnei Ari. It's like putting her in front of a lion. Ma Ari Doyrus for Oichel. Vainly Boshes upon him. An Ari isn't embarrassed, it destroys. Afa Oretz Makul Boyel. Vainly Boshes upon him, it doesn't have the right Derech Eretz. So I saw a very nice vart. There was the Noida Behuda says in general regarding this Gemara, he says, look at people. He says, people, when they come to Shaduchim, they care for Rabbi Yudah Chassid, that the name of the girl shouldn't be the name of the same as the mother-in-law, the name of the boy shouldn't be the name of the same as the father-in-law. And what about everything in this Gemara, which comes a lot before? So I saw a story, somebody once came to a Yid, his name was Rabbi Aryeh, very Choshvi Yid. And he says, I have a shidduch for your daughter, a boy, he comes from a very, very wealthy family, he'll be taken care of for life. And I'd like to introduce them. So this Rabbi Aryeh said, the names don't match, because my name is Aryeh, and his name is Aryeh. So he says, so I'm Makbid. So he says, no, his name's not Aryeh, his name is Moshe. He says, no, the Gemara says that any Amaretz, his name is Ki'ilu Kovsu Lefnei Ari. So that's why we don't match. So that's why we don't match.